BBC. Holby City. Starring Rosie Marshall as Jack, Catherine Russell as Serena, Guy Henry as Hanson, and Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie. Previously.
So that's the dream team.
Case conference. Do I invite Henrik Hanson?
Does Hanson know she's about to spawn? You and him, little and large.
We're not joined at the hip.
Glad to hear it.
Mo here will be taking on your patient list.
Well, I might be wrong, but I don't think she's a consultant.
What's life without a few risks?
What is wrong with you?
Is Luke coming back or isn't he? I kind of miss his bizarre charm.
I've given Miss Campbell a very specific brief. She's here to ensure that Keller becomes a more cost-effective ward.
Turning medicine into a business.
Profit guarantees the future.
From Here to Maternity by Martha Hillier. Mo's leaning on the nurse's station, taking deep breaths.
Olympics guy, have you seen the file?
Sorry?
I've seen the porter. Where's the file?
Right, might be on top of the toilet.
Waddle off, then.
What I'm going to say, don't freak out.
What?
We might be at code red.
Seriously?
Oh, don't freak out.
What? Are you sure?
I think so, pretty much.
What should we do? Should the phone social?
No, you're panico. It could be days yet.
Do you want me to drive you home?
No, the Olympics guy.
Screw him. This is the big banana, mate.
No fuss. We stick to the plan, okay?
Did your mother never tell you it's rude to whisper?
Back off, Jack. Mo's
Mo's fine, yeah? There's nothing to see here.
Don't call me Jack.
Notes. Hanson's porter.
What Hanson porter? What Hanson porter?
Surely you're not bowing to pressure, Mr. Hanson?
The board are keen he gets to participate in the opening ceremony.
Oblivious to the imminent PR disaster when it leaks that one of our porters leapfrogged the list.
No leapfrogging has occurred.
But you are saying he's on someone else's list of one.
Freeing up your time to meet your electives targets.
Yeah, I know. The regulators have got their fining hats on. I've a good mind to call their mothers.
Let's get them done, please.
I'll be glad when the Olympics are over.
Oh, can you say that? I'm so excited. I've got butterflies.
Right. Rick's list, my list. Loser buys pizza for the whole team.
Except Mr. Griffin isn't here today.
I've not seen a leave for.
It's a 3-month checkup with a specialist, actually, arranged in haste.
Right. Well, there's no arguing with that one, is there?
Not really, no.
So you want me to meet twice the target with the same number of staff?
I want you to organise your resources as you see fit.
Mr. Hanson?
Tell me, is that an angry little midwife I hear?
I will shut down, Mr. Hanson. Do you hear me?
Want me to engage you in high-level bioactric discourse?
No, one must face one's demons. Miss Rimini.
I picked the wrong week to give up the Shiraz.
She pat Chantel on the shoulder.
How'd you like the other side of the chair?
You reckon he's Kimi Raikkonen?
I'll put the Egyptian cotton on.
Ah, thank you, mate. I know you've moved hell in high water.
What have you got on Mr. Hanson? That's what we want to know.
Tell me. They've not cancelled some old gent to make this work, have they?
Nope, just made a window, so to speak. Mr. Fanger will be operating.
Hi. You're joking. She's about to drop.
Don't worry, I'm not due for another 2 weeks.
I've had 4. You're about to drop. Look at it. I bet it wasn't like that yesterday, was it?
Well, luckily, it's a very short operation.
Your first?
Yep.
I can always tell. You've been doing the exercises?
Bed number 8, please.
I suppose you want me to tell you about my part in the ceremony?
Go on, then.
I'm sworn to secrecy, so I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Just chill out, yeah? I need maternity advice. I'm not a taxi driver.
Jack walks up to Johnny.
Is that porter having a transplant?
Only you could make that sound bitter. Hernia. He's the guy that's taking part in the opening ceremony.
Typical.
I'm sorry, how's that typical? In fact, technically, it's incredibly atypical.
Jack follows him.
You're very jumpy. Something's up.
Nothing is up.
She walks off, looking suspicious. Mo makes a phone call.
Yeah, Saoirse, pick up. It's Mo, obviously. You there? Listen, you're probably with a patient. Just so you know, I think we're at code... Yeah, Braxton Hicks getting stronger. It's going to be this week.
Right, I've redone the list. This is how we do 12 hernias in a 6-hour period. Should go like clockwork, provided I don't need to eat or have a pee.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there a problem?
No, I was going to nip out at lunchtime, but it's not a big deal.
If it's any consolation, there will still be pizza. Ah, this must be our midday.
No, I think that's our emergency from AAU Erin Barker Abdo pain.
Right. Yeah, she definitely looks like an emergency.
No.
Hello there, how can we help?
I've had these pains, but they've gone, so we're wasting our time.
It was so bad you couldn't even speak. Imagine.
I'm fine. I think they just want to get rid of me downstairs. It's understandable with the cuts, I suppose.
You did have a temperature.
Had, exactly. I think I just need a duvet day.
Fine. Do you want to be discharged?
Can you not just look her over?
I'm asking the patient.
Can you do that, just like that?
Absolutely. I'll just fill in a form. Bay 3 for now, thanks. Let's sweat her out. If she needs to stay, she'll stay.
Eddie was really worried about her. What shall I say to her?
That she picked the wrong ward to offload onto?
I can't say that.
Yes, you can.
This is not rocket science, OK? You call the lab, you tell them the patient has been moved to a different ward. Now, are you going to step up and do your work properly, or do I have to recommend some on-the-job training for you, Nurse Keeley?
A bit harsh, maybe?
Sorry? Do you have some feedback about my managerial style?
Chrissy and I can hold the fort if you want to have some downtime.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Come on. It's muffin o'clock. How about you and I leave this madness, grab a chino, you know, and talk through the Luke situation, mano a mano?
What Luke situation? Excuse me.
AKA the reason you're in this frankly horrific mood.
Seriously, Sasha, you need to find something to keep you busy.
All right, fine, I can take a hint. I'll just have to hand out the flak jackets.
Sorry.
A man wanders in.
Can I help you?
Well, I just came to use a car park, really.
What?
It's cheaper than town, isn't it? I'm supposed to be buying dog food, but it's my leg. I thought, while I'm in the area...
What's wrong with it?
Twisted my ankle. Playing footy.
Which one, your left or your right?
Both.
Sasha cringes as he waits for Eddie to explode, but she takes a deep breath and remains calm.
You know what? Let's get you sat down in that nice comfy bed and I will make you a lovely cup of tea. Yeah? State sugar?
Huh? Mm-hmm. You got biscuits?
I got biscuits.
I didn't mind Slumdog Millionaire, but I have to say I didn't care for his other films. What's the one where the bloke chops his arm off?
127 hours.
That's the one. I didn't like it. Though I suppose you see that sort of thing every day, do you?
She tends to do more high-tech stuff. This is just a favour.
I did think that when I asked around. You know, I'm a bit embarrassed, to be honest.
Don't be. Once-in-a-lifetime chat.
Couldn't believe it when I got through. Don't ask me details, though. Where to watch it on the TV.
I'll be sure to look out for you.
I told you, she started.
All OK?
Yeah. Right, I'm pretty sure that the palpitations are due to your vagus nerve. How's the breathlessness?
Hasn't interfered with me talking, thankfully. It's just the acid reflux. I've got to sleep sitting up.
Yeah, sounds painful. Right, we'll get you done and dusted today. Discharge tomorrow. London Friday.
I'll be back in just 1 minute. Not so fast, Batman.
What?
Go down to Gainey and Hobbs and get checked over.
I'm fine.
Mo!
Look, I'm not doing anything without Saoirse. It's not fair, you know.
Is she not on her way?
Oh, her mobile's off.
Don't make arrangements with flaky psychiatrists. How's she planning on getting here? Groovy train.
She's not flaky, she's just busy.
How many you had?
They're not contractions. My water's having been broken.
How many?
I'm not going down to maternity to make an idiot of myself.
Is it more than three?
No. It's three.
Yeah, but what, 20 minutes apart?
Maybe. It's fine, she can cab it over.
Mo, I'm going to get her. This is not Co-Zero. This is DEFCON 3.
Erin's talking to her partner.
Honestly, go. The paperwork could take ages.
No, I'll drive you home.
Declan, they're hacked off enough as it is.
Yeah, but you're ill. What if it's the ulcer?
I haven't got an ulcer. Stop making excuses and go to work.
Well, will you call me when you get back?
Yeah, of course.
I feel bad.
Declan, go to work.
Declan leaves, and Erin walks up to Serena at the nurse's station.
Hi, sorry, it's a bit urgent.
Have the pains come back?
Yesterday, I went to London and had a hysteroscopy. Do you think these could be side effects?
Right, why were you referred?
I referred myself. I was worried about bleeding.
Right. Well, which clinic and what was their verdict?
I haven't heard. I had a miscarriage some months ago and I... Well, I just...
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you think that's what's happening now?
No, we haven't... We're not...
You're abstaining. Right, fine. Well, first things first, I want to get you down to Obs and Gynae. Maybe nothing, but there is a chance that the investigation may have caused a bit of damage.
It'll be kept confidential, won't it?
Of course. Though you need to be open with me, you understand?
I'm sorry for giving you the runaround and everything. It's just that you...
What are you doing out of bed?
They're just chucking me out now.
Erin, I can tell you're not okay.
Declan notices the tense atmosphere.
What?
Actually, I would like to run a few more tests, just to be sure.
Good.
Did AAU take your blood?
Yeah, yeah.
I can chase them up.
Do you think she's got an ulcer, then?
Why'd you say that?
I haven't got an ulcer.
You've been going to see the doctor about it?
Yeah, but he said it wasn't that.
Right, well, I can get someone to do an endoscopy. That's sticking a camera down your throat, I'm afraid.
She's had one of those. Haven't you?
Yeah, through work. I went to a private clinic. I'm sure I can get you the results.
Can you not just do it again? Be on the safe side.
Maybe you should give them a ring. Explain the situation. Get them to fax the results directly over to me.
She shouldn't be doing the donkey work. She's ill.
Okay, let's get you back to bed, keep you monitored, and chase up those endoscopy results. Nurse, could you come and take her back to bed, please?
Thank you.
Give Obs and Gynae a ring, give them the heads up and get her down there somehow without giving the game away.
Okay.
Did you ring Eddie and pass on my frustrations?
Yeah. No.
Hanson's with the porter.
For the most part, you've been asymptomatic.
Yes, more or less.
Says here you think it was caused by a giant sneeze.
I just said that to ensure confidentiality. Don't want to give away performance details.
Right. Well, let's get it fixed, shall we?
Everyone in the company's very grateful. We've become like family now.
Well, if we couldn't make exceptions for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, where would we be?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hanson. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fanger, for this.
No worries. I'd just be at home shouting at Matthew Wright.
But you must understand you're under no obligation.
Yeah, don't worry, Mr. H. I'm not going to take you to a tribunal.
Still, we take our duty of care very seriously. Maternity leave is ring-fenced. Mr. Fanger?
Hmm?
May I say to the board that we will get our man to the finish line?
Oh, yeah. It's easy street. Takes me back to my youth.
Excellent.
Hanson moves off.
Mr. Hanson, can I have a word?
I suppose so, yes.
Well, when I say word, I mean discuss generally the direction Darwin's going in.
Far away.
Well, it struck me that we should be building on the stuff I did stateside. Look at expanding our congenital defects portfolio.
Led by you?
Well, that would make sense, yes.
OK, but just so that I can manage your expectations realistically, I must say that there is zero chance of any additional resources. If I were to free up anything for CT, it would go towards the transplant unit.
Yes, but how long is that going to last?
Well, we've budgeted for the next 4 quarters.
I mean when Miss Afango goes on maternity.
Oh, I think you'll find she'll return fairly swiftly.
Well, they all say that. But let's get real. We both know that she's the type who'll take a look at those teeny tiny fingers and pack it all in. Question is, where will that leave us? Excuse me.
So, the doctor reckons that you're free to go?
That it? Seems a bit quick.
Well, have you got somewhere that you need to be? Like, car or something?
No. No way. Why do you say that?
No reason.
Didn't even have the good manners to yelp.
Well, I'm still going to give it another go.
Oh, come on. I'm really looking forward to you bawling him out of town.
Nope. If he wanted that bed, he'd have faked appendicitis.
Who are you, and what have you done with Eddie?
I'm just giving him a second chance, because I'm actually not in a horrifically bad mood.
Ha-ha-ha-ha! Do you see what you're doing?
Yeah, my job.
It's called transference. You're throwing yourself into your work to avoid the painful black hole.
Are you my painful black hole?
Okay, fine. I can take a hint. I'll just, you know, lead you to it.
Mo's leaning against a wall, timing her contractions against her watch. Jack sees her.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Have you seen Johnny?
Not recently. Why?
Oh, I just need to check schedules.
Mo, are you about to go into labour?
Labour? My waters haven't even broken.
Are you sure? Because you look like you're on another planet.
Yes. Now, sorry, but I have to prepare for theatre. Okay?
Fine. Just don't follow me into any lifts, got it?
Declan's on a call.
Right, I'm going to take you down to X-ray. Got it?
X-ray. Okay, thank you. I know it's all a bit daft.
It's okay. You don't have to explain.
Just snowballed.
You don't think he would have supported you?
Probably. I should have said, but...
Losing a baby can be hard, even if it is early on.
Actually, do you know what? It was a huge relief. That's what I realised. Were they okay about it?
No, they kicked off, so I told them to stuff it.
You didn't?
It's not right for me.
Never is it?
We can't all be workaholics.
I'm just earning a living.
Right, I'm going to take you down to X-ray now.
Great. I'll do it. Which way is it?
Oh, you can't, I'm afraid. It has to be a nurse.
We came up ourselves.
Yeah. I know, but the health and safety gone a bit mad. Actually, I'm just going to check and see if that fax has arrived.
Shall I take her down then?
Do you know, I think radiology are just a bit backed up. As soon as I get a window, I'll just whiz her down.
We're not making her urgent. I know she seems okay, but she's not. I know it.
Right.
She won't say because she's worried about her job, but they're driving into the ground with the stress.
That must be a worry for you.
She keeps going, it's woman's problems. Shut me up, but I'm telling you, whenever there's grief at work, these pains come on worse. Now, I know I'm not a doctor, and I know she won't listen to me, but please, someone needs to help her.
I'll speak to her consultant.
Great, and just don't say it came from me, right?
To Hanson.
You need to stage an intervention.
Enlighten me.
Afanga's gone into labour and won't go home.
Really?
Yes, really.
She told you this?
Well, she's pretending it's fine.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. But I'm guessing it's because she feels pressured to operate on the Olympian porter. High profile and all that. Take her off it, I'll step in.
Well, I've seen some crafty backbiting in my time, but that takes the biscuit.
I'm not lying. She's groaning like a Frisian.
I ignored your earlier intimations about Miss Afanga and her motives, putting it down to professional jealousy, but I will not, I repeat, not be drawn into this nonsense.
Mr. Hanson, she is a first-time single mum who doesn't know what she's doing.
And you obviously know nothing at all about her situation.
Fine. Well, don't blame me when she's screaming in agony in theatre and the porter's bleeding out.
Jack strides off.
Right, so once you've signed this, you're free to go. Any more trouble, go to your GP. OK?
All right.
Unless there's something else that you're worried about.
Nah, it's nothing.
What's nothing?
The back of my leg, but it's fine. It's all right then. Sorry to trouble you.
Well, why don't you let me take a look at it?
Well, seeing as I'm passing.
Okay.
Looking apprehensive, the dark-haired man sits himself back in the bed, then pulls his trouser leg up to reveal a swollen calf.
Is this why you came in?
I was just thinking as I'm passing, been thinking about it a bit, like...
Eddie?
Step away from the Rottweiler.
I can't help but meddle. It's my hands-on management style.
Do you realise he's got a lump on the back of his leg the size of a golf ball?
Really?
Yeah, and it's going to need removing or a biopsy.
Well, I'll have to go to Keller then, I think.
Why? Why can't we do it down here? We're really quiet.
No, we've got to keep the theatre free just in case of, you know...
In case of someone who needs a procedure.
No, surprises. You never know what might happen.
Sasha, if I let him go, he's not coming back.
Eddie, he's not an emergency.
Look, it is whipping out a chunk of flesh. Really, I could do it. Come on, Sasha, he's bricking it.
No, sorry. I need to stay available for...
Oh, don't tell me. It's muffin o'clock.
Arms crossed, Eddie walks away. While Mo leaves the porter's bedside, Hansen observes her discomfort.
Mr. Fango, a word with you, please.
Let me waddle to your service.
Now, you understand, I hope, that I respect your decision to work until your due date.
Uh-huh.
And that by asking after your progress, I'm not making any judgment about your fitness to work or your skills or your long-term career choices.
Wow, they really are scared of being sued by pregnant ladies.
Mr. Fango, don't you think you should be at home?
OK, I had a show this morning and I've been getting some pains, but I really think it's early days.
Let's take you off the case. I'll ask Miss Naylor to do it if necessary.
I'm one step ahead of you. I'm not daft. They said they'll take him on Keller. Serena Campbell did.
Ah, well, that's excellent news. Transfer him and head home.
I can't. The mother, she's on her way here. There's no point going home just to come back in.
Well, would you at least head down towards maternity just as a precaution?
No, I don't want to start without her.
You might not have a choice.
Johnny's gone to get her from work. She's been through so much, I don't want her to miss anything.
That is understandable, but really...
What's break? I'm down there. I promise.
Hey, if you could finish up those stitches and get him into recovery. Thank you. Oh. Right, who's next? Mrs. Jennings. What? Saves time.
It's amazing.
Think of it as the hernia Olympics. Theatre notes, please. Thank you. Now, tell me good news and say we have some no-shows. I am bored to tears of these already.
Elective-wise, we're fine. But emergencies, the boyfriend's still convinced it's an ulcer. He's been a bit tricky.
Is she not going his problem now?
Well, I tried, but...
OK, well, is she stable? How are her bloods?
On the way from AAU, and yes.
Well, she needs that full ultrasound. Just get her down there.
Well, I had a plan. I thought I could distract him by saying it's an MRI, take it down the back list, and then double back through main reception. But I'd need your permission for 15 minutes off the ward.
No. You're needed here. Elective hernias are priority. Very important elective hernias.
But...
Now, I am sympathetic to her confidentiality issues, but we cannot be drawn into an area that is essentially not our field. So just get her down there and let her deal with the fallout.
OK. Oh, and I said to Darwin, as a favour, we...
No! No favours. No more sucking up the dross that no one else wants to do. Rick may have run this place like the court of Versailles, but I will not. Are we clear?
Johnny May. Johnny, are you there?
How you doing?
Mate, they're like every 10 minutes now.
Take a paracetamol?
Seriously, what do I do?
Have your wards gone? Well, that's a good sign. Just hang on in there. I'm right outside her office.
Catching his breath, Johnny ends the call, then runs up a ramp into the red-bricked St. Francis General Hospital paediatric unit.
Chantel, I give you the gift of her scene.
We've not got a bed for you just yet, so we'll just pop you here for now, if that's okay.
I'm all right in the chair.
Better off upright because of the acid reflux.
Great.
I'll leave you to it, yeah? Just got to go in, you know. Go have a baby.
Oh, so much good luck. Do you know when it's going to be?
Could be pretty soon.
Remember, pain is just a sign it's going well.
Oh!
Oh, Mo?
I'm fine.
Bethadine, honestly, don't bother with the gas and air.
Just go and get my bag.
Sorry, who is this patient?
Mr. Usman, hiatus hernia.
And you're dumping him here, why?
Staffing issue, Darwin.
Right, well, we have staffing issues too, so I'm asking you, please, deal with your own problems.
You can ask, but I'm out of here.
Fine, I'll refer it up to Mr. Hansen.
That's fine by me, that's the Olympics guy.
You're joking. You are actually Miss Afanga!
Jane, can you please take care of Mr. Usman?
Nice girl. I'm in the opening ceremony, you know.
What did I just say?
Concentrate on elective hernias.
Exactly. So why did you accept a patient from another ward?
Because he's an elective hernia.
But not our elective hernia, not on our list. For heaven's sake, it's a simple enough instruction.
Mo's gone into labour.
Oh. Right, well, you've got a window to get her down to Obson Gynae. Well, off you go.
Obson Gynae have just closed to new patients.
Serena's exasperated. Eddie's sitting on a bed with the worried man, Gareth.
Have I got cancer?
The doctor will remove it and then they'll test it.
Right, when will that be?
Well, as soon as they can.
I'm not sure I can stay. I'm not ready for it. Not psyched.
I'll think about something else. Are you going to watch the Olympics?
When's it on again?
Okay, let your mind go completely blank, yeah? So you're on the beach, and you can hear the waves and they're lapping up against the shore, and the palms are swaying, and the waves are lapping. And, right, look, I've got him hypnotized, it's our only chance.
Stop pressurizing me.
What, to do some work?
I just don't think you're calling it right.
Please, Sasha, I will even ask you nicely.
Look, I know you're throwing yourself into...
What, stopping a man dying of cancer? Yes, well, call me a maverick. I mean, call me someone who goes the extra mile. Will you just do it?
Eddie?
What?
You know that guy you've just hypnotized?
Yes.
He's leaving.
Where are you going?
I've dropped my keys somewhere.
Really?
No, I've forgotten something, I'm sure of it.
What, like you forgot to get yourself checked out? Back into bed. Come on.
Gareth does as he's told. In the locker room, Mo frantically unwraps a present, then makes a call.
Yeah, Johnny Mac, what's happening?
Wait, she's in with a patient.
Can you interrupt?
But I can't interrupt. They just had to section some kid's dad. I can't just burst in.
Oh, come on, dude. It's getting pretty hairy, eh?
I can't burst in. You're just
going to have to start with her. I'm telling you.
Just start with her. That's an order.
It's fine. I'm coping. This is... I'm just hot. Really hot.
Well, take your top off. Get some fresh air if you can. She got you that TENS machine, remember?
Yeah, listen, Ashley, can you interrupt?
Sasha Winter's office, please. Thank you.
Just if she sees you, she can wind it up.
OK, I'll try.
But promise me, she wouldn't want you to risk anything, yeah? OK, I'll call you back.
Jack strolls in and frowns.
TENS doesn't work, everyone knows that.
Sorry, how many babies you had?
How close are the contractions?
About every 5 minutes.
Right, are we going to do this the easy way, or do I have to drag you downstairs, kicking and screaming?
Look, I know this looks mad, but I have my reasons.
What, you want Elliot to be your birthing partner?
Your baby's natural mother needs to be here. She's my birthing partner.
What do you mean, natural?
I'm having this baby for a friend. It's hers. I'm just carrying it.
So you're not going off on maternity leave?
No, sorry, does that ruin your plans?
Yeah, kinda. Why didn't you tell me?
Why do you need to know?
Right, maternity now, come on.
No, I promise this won't miss anything.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want you splurging baby all over my clean wall. Wait there. Leave that!
It's too soon, they'll send us back.
Yeah, when was the last one?
About 3 minutes ago.
Get in.
Oh, God.
Mo sits in the wheelchair Jack's requisitioned.
OK, while you scrub in, you prep patient 4, then when you're done on patient 5, you can be opening on 6 while I'm debriefing on 3. A production line. Make sense? Good.
Hi, Nana. I just wanted to say, if it doesn't arrive tomorrow, it'll be Thursday. I can't get into town this lunchtime and the stamps won't cover it. Sorry, Nana. I know you need it for your arthritis. All right, I love you to bits. Best man in the world. Bye.
Whatever it is, put it in the out tray in my office.
Oh, I can't do that. It's stealing.
It's not. It's compensation.
OK, well, I could work an extra half an hour for free, or I could just take one slice of pizza, or I can...
Enough! Already. The madness has to stop. Fine. Get me the head of midwifery.
I am the head of midwifery.
We're not leaving.
I'm sorry. I can't magic a bed out of nowhere. Now, I'm sorry, but I have to put my foot down. I've got other ladies in here, more progressed than your friend, and I have to prioritise them.
You haven't even examined her.
Have your waters gone?
No.
If she can talk, she can get to the Wyvern Birthing Centre. I'll call ahead. Come on, dear, on your feet. Best to keep moving.
No, I can't. It's planned to be here. Everyone's meeting here.
WBC's lovely. You'll be fine.
I'm sorry, but we're full to the rafters. I mean, the baby boom. Blame the recession.
Look, I'm not being funny, but you do realise that I'm a senior member of staff here.
Well, if you're that important, why don't you get an ambulance to take you and your friend?
Fine. I'll just ring Mr. Hanson.
Fine, and by the time you get an appointment, your friend will be at home, snuggled up with baby in the comfort of her own lounge.
This is me calling Mr. Hanson on his personal mobile number. I'm going to get him to come down here and overrule you.
You don't have his personal mobile.
Jack shows Hanson's name on her phone.
Miss Naylor?
Hello, Henrik.
I wonder if I could ask you to call me Mr. Hanson, please.
Yes, me too.
Henrik, I'm
down in maternity and...
Fine. You win.
I'll make room. and they're being really very helpful.
Hanging up, Hansen resumes his interrupted sushi lunch. Johnny bursts through a door, runs along a corridor, then hesitates before knocking at an engaged room.
Who is it?
It's Johnny.
What's happened?
Switch your phone on.
It's on silent when I'm with patients. Is my okay?
It's going faster than expected.
What?
It just started happening.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll be 15 minutes.
Can someone take over?
No, they only trust me. Oh, no. Oh, no, am I going to miss it?
No, of course not. Just do what you got to do. But quickly.
Eddie's with a stressed-looking Serena in AAU.
Sorry, no room at the inn. But if you'd done due diligence, you'd know she should have gone to Obbs and Guiney.
No, but Obbs and Guiney are closed.
Well, I have now. Look, you'll just have to get a transfer to St. James's or find someone else.
Surely, in the time it took you to do this, you could have just done the ultrasound.
We don't have the kit. And anyway, I've got 6 more hernias to do. Look, we're not picking up your slack.
Severe abdo pain and a suspected ulcer equals a legit Pastor Keller. You know that, I know that.
Look, we're all busy. So I'm asking you, as a colleague, just for today, no more emergency referrals, hmm? What do you say?
It's not up to me, it's a Michael thing.
Yeah, but he's not here and you're easily skilled to make these calls. Come on, you know what Sasha's capable of. Let's keep him occupied.
What's in it for me?
Well, between you and me, I need someone on Keller who can really kick the place into shape. Someone who's prepared to go the extra mile.
Oh, what, a workaholic with no personal life.
Perfect. Look, I'm not guaranteeing anything, but, you know, if we could demonstrate a good working relationship.
Fine. Just for today. No more emergencies.
You're a lifesaver. I owe you.
Here you go. This is our training room. We'll be back to check on you in a bit.
No, no, I'm sorry. You're not just going to leave her here.
Is there any reason to think there might be complications? You're not breached, are you, dear? Then you're fine as you are. There's the gas and air.
No drugs!
Whatever you say, dear.
I'm sorry. Has it escaped your notice that this woman is in labour?
Give her my birthing plan.
Jack shows it to the midwife.
I'll let you keep that.
Well, what happens next?
Try and help her to take her mind off it.
With what? Canasta?
Did you bring a book or a jigsaw or something, dear? Just hold her hand and give her the gas. We'll be back to help Mum with the legwork.
Yeah, you do remember me telling you I am a surgeon here.
Okay. Leave her on her own, then.
Ring Johnny. Let him know I'm here.
Fine.
Oh, right, here, take some of this.
No, wait till the second stage.
Oh, you really did the course, didn't you?
If it gets bad, I'll need it then.
Well, it looks bad to me, Mo.
Ah, nurse, it's fine. I'm cool. Take your check.
Look, as we know, I'm no expert in all of this, but judging by the frequency of those, I would say you're not in the first phase.
No, if it was transition, it'd be more like... Ah, jinx!
Every 30 seconds. Oh, that's just great.
Take your jacket off.
No, I'm fine, really.
Take your jacket off! You're making me feel hot!
Eddie's with Erin.
That's good. It all looks normal.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry we didn't get you to the right department. You should have told me when you first came in. It would have saved all this hassle.
I know. It's just... we're kind of in the middle of breaking up, and I wanted to save him the added grief, I suppose.
Oh. You feel sick?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I feel awful.
Take that. I'll give you some oxygen and I will go and speak with the doctor.
Are you done?
She needs to see the doctor.
Is someone chasing her endoscopy notes?
Stop hassling them, okay?
Might be some clue in them.
Let them do their jobs.
Fine. I'll just go, shall I?
No, of course not.
She's sick.
Can I get some help over here, please?
That's not normal, is it?
It should be okay, but I do need to refer this. Come on, Declan, let's give her some space. Let's go. You just wait here for a minute. Where is Sasha?
He's in theatre.
Oh, great, whose bright idea...
The porter's on a call.
It looks like my operation's been delayed. Will someone find Danny and say sorry from me? I mean, personally. He's put so much work into it, I feel like I'm letting him down. Many thanks.
What are you doing?
I'm collecting endoscopy facts. and speed things up.
Those are confidential medical notes.
No, but she can't be bothered to treat her. I'm stepping in.
You need to hand those back to me, please.
What? I'm waiting another 3 hours for nothing.
Hand them back to me, please.
No, she paid for these.
This is the wrong patient.
Thanks for your help.
That's her.
Can I get it? Mo?
Yeah, is that Saoirse?
Yes. Are you with Mo?
Tell her to get to maternity.
Kind of 2 steps ahead of you there. Where are you? About
10, 15 minutes max.
Well, you might want to get a wiggle on. I think she's in transition. How's the gas and air working? Tell her to take whatever she needs. That's not your call.
I know. She just said she wanted
my input. I'm sorry, who are you?
Look, just get here, okay?
Okay, moron, just get some drugs in you. She's nearly here.
A tube.
I'm not getting anything.
Oh, love of... Can we please get some help in here?
Shoulders, shoulders.
The gas and air kit's not set up.
Okay, it's fine. Okay, you can do this. You're fine. You can do this. Keep going. You can do this.
Please, can we get some help? She's going golem on me.
No, please, don't leave me. Please.
Serena catches up to Declan.
Give those notes back to me before I call security.
Did you know?
I will not discuss the patient's confidential
medical
records.
Just tell me, is a hysteroscopy another word for an abortion?
I can't discuss this with you.
So it is an abortion?
No. It's a test to see what condition the womb is in now. Give them back.
Right. Why would you have that? Why would you lie about it?
That you will have to ask Aaron yourself. What is it, internal bleeding?
What's happened?
Abdomen's tender. Something's going on.
We're taking her in now.
Ring Keller Theatre. Get them to put my hernias on hold.
No, I'll do it. I'm prepped.
No, she was in my care. Where are her bloods?
Tell her you're my horse.
Will we forward them to you? Why has she been brought back from Keller?
Gynae's not taking anyone new and Keller's closed to emergencies.
Ah, great. Another back-of-the-envelope decision by management. Eddie did the ultrasound and it's not another miscarriage.
What miscarriage?
I'd really rather do it myself.
I don't think we should waste any more time.
When did she have a miscarriage?
Fine. Do a midline laparoscopy.
Do you know what I'm doing? I mean, I have dealt with the odd emergency before.
Will someone please just tell me what's going on?
I can't, I'm afraid. I'm due in theatre.
Jack holds Mo's hand while she leans over a big ball.
Good swearing. Excellent swearing. You OK? So, is this what you signed up for?
Not funny.
Well, rather you than me. You must be a good friend.
Yeah, legend. She was our boss when Johnny and I were in general surgery.
Do I know her?
Possibly not. She retrained in psychiatry.
Oh, fun.
After she had her very cancer.
Oh, right, I see. Well, I can't say I do this. Ow, 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 Maureen, fingers!
I am going to die!
No, you're fine. Everything's fine.
I'm dying, Jack. I'm dying.
Not dying. Perfectly normal.
I'm cool. I'm fine. Sorry. Sorry.
Midwife now!
Take my mind off it. Distract me.
Will you be watching the Olympics?
I've got tickets for hockey in the last week.
Didn't think you'd want to rest up after this, then.
I thought I'd be on my feet in 24 hours.
We'll just hand the kid over and job done.
You know, back off and leave him to it. Three's a crowd and all that.
How are we doing?
Paul, did you not hear the screaming?
It's when we don't hear them scream that we worry. Can I examine you? Get yourself up on the bed.
Here we go. That's it. Yep.
Kicking the exercise balls away, Jack helps Mo to the bed.
Okay. There we go.
This is where I stop watching. Yeah. Open your legs for me, please.
They are open.
No, they're closed.
Johnny, perfect timing.
Now, you might feel a little bit of discomfort.
Ah, we do, you witch!
A black cab swings up to the hospital, then Saoirse jumps out.
Which way is it?
Follow me. How's she doing, Jack?
Can you ask about the heartbeat? The baby's heartbeat.
How's the baby doing? The midwife's not concerned about the baby.
I'm not putting the baby first.
No, I mean the midwife's not concerned about the baby.
Of course, I'm sorry.
Baby's okay, Mo's okay, everything's okay. Except Mo keeps screaming.
Ow, please stop.
I'm sorry, dear, I have to do this.
Please just wait for this contraction.
Goodness me, you're 10 centimetres.
What?
You're a quickie, aren't you?
Tim!
Doesn't that mean you immensely misdiagnosed her when she came in?
No, it just means someone's in a hurry. Your waters will break naturally when baby comes out. You're ready to push.
I'm not...
She's not had any pain relief. This is a joke.
Don't say they put the dud one in here. Well, very well done you. That was the worst bit.
She's been in agony.
Do you have a preferred position? Let me see that birth plan, dear, please.
Jack hands it to the midwife.
All right, so let's get you sitting up. Lovely, that's it. And Saoirse, I want you to stand over here because you're going to be bearing all the weight.
I am not Saoirse.
That's fine. I can grip onto,
Oh, for goodness sake, what do you want me to do?
That's it. So you put one hand here and the other hand up here. That's it on the shoulders. That's it. Really firm, and you grab really nice and firm. That's lovely. Lovely couple.
Mo has her hands on Jack's shoulders. In theatre, Sasha's operating.
Second of the small bowel. Oh, looks symbolic. Right, small bowel resection, please. Thank you.
Just heard from the lab. Guess what? She's hypercoagulable.
Oh. Brilliant work, lab. Yeah, tell us now, why don't you? Well, she's on the table.
I thought she was going to gynae first.
Oh, fantastic. When it came to this, I just don't know.
That might be my fault. Do you know what? I knew I should have checked this out more.
I'm just trying to get the guy's biopsy, that's all. And on the upside, we can have a bit of a chat once we work. So, what's the news with you?
Honestly, I'm fine, Sasha, OK? I'm just trying to focus on my work.
Well, be careful. You don't want to end up like Jack.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Excellent hand crushing, Maureen. Not like I'm a surgeon or anything.
Ow!
OK, here we go. Hernia 10. Like hernias 1 to 9. You know the drill, friends.
Miss Campbell?
I'm going as fast as I can.
Sister Williams just called. It turns out Erin Barker's got a blood clotting problem.
Great. Tell haematology, get us some warfarin, and tell Sasha I'll be down to deal with the fallout as soon as I've done this.
It's my fault. I told Obs and Gynae, but I didn't...
This is ridiculous. Why are we pushing patients between wards?
You told me to.
It was a rhetorical question. Why are we pushing them between wards, causing confusion, duplication and all-round cack-handedness when the system could be vastly simplified if everyone just did the job they're paid to do? OK, round over.
Also, Mr. Hanson called. Said it was important.
Tell him I'm on a sun lounger, sipping martinis.
That would be a fib.
It would indeed.
Made a complaint. I had to do something.
OK, well, thanks for the warning. She's going to be waking up in about...
Do you all think I'm a total idiot?
No. Look, she's going to be in bed for the next couple of weeks. It might be a really good opportunity for you guys to have a talk.
Yeah, right. We'll be back on that BlackBerry in 24 hours. That firm have got her brainwashed.
She told me about your breakup. I'm sorry.
Breakup? What breakup?
Maybe I've got the wrong end of the stick.
Great. This is how we hear about it. Brilliant. Thanks, Erin.
I think next time leave the soft stuff to the experts.
As Sasha heads off, Eddie approaches Gareth.
How you doing?
Have I been in a fight?
No. You've had a biopsy removed from your leg. Just waiting for the results.
Where's Lewis?
Where's Lewis?
I've left Lewis in the car.
Gareth, it's like 1,000 degrees outside.
Where are my keys?
What?
I told you I lost the keys. I need to save Lewis. He hates
anyway. No, you're not going anywhere. Tell me what kind of car you have and I will do it.
Silver Corsa with smashed brake lights.
Okay.
And the passenger side mirror, you just pull that and it will just come off.
Wait, Sasha. Out, get out.
What are you doing?
Move up.
What are you looking for? Oh, my God, what happened? Where's the fire?
Sasha follows her. Johnny and Saoirse pelt along a corridor.
That's it. You're doing really, really well.
No!
It's perfectly normal. Everything fine.
Can't you give her an epidural or something?
Way past that stage, dear. Now, this time I want you to give me another really big push.
Sorry, I'm pushing!
Yes, but this time I want you to really, really go for it.
Oh, look, this woman's in agony. I want you to give her 25 milligrams of intramuscular pethidine this minute.
Fine, in a minute, dear. Now, this time, after three, a really big push. One, two...
I can't!
Yes, you can.
Stick!
Nothing stuck. Come on, one,
oh, this
two.
Is sadism.
Nope, this is crowning.
Crowning? She's only been pushing 5 minutes.
Yes, she's a very lucky lady. Now, come on, Mummy, just a couple more. You can do it. This one might sting a bit. That's it.
Okay.
Yes! Got you.
Wait a minute. Hello, someone, please. A bit of attention here.
We're too late, I can just tell.
We're not too late.
Yes, here we go. Oh, moment of truth. It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Really?
It's a shock.
No, we just didn't want to know till this moment.
I think it's nicer this way. Mum's privileged to be the first to know.
I think it's all a bit of a shock.
Do you want him cleaned up or straight to you?
Cleaned up.
Do you recommend leaving the cord?
Clamp the cord, she wants cleaned up.
We recommend skin to skin for bonding.
Look, just clamp the cord, clean up the baby. Mo, you OK?
Yeah, just a bit.
Well done, dear. Now then, do you want the injection for the delivery of the placenta?
I don't care, please. Just get on with what happens next.
Whatever happens next is up to Mum.
Jack regards Mo, who looks panicked, unsure.
Okay, silver cars have broken brake light.
There.
Holding a fire extinguisher, Eddie rushes over to the car.
Oh. Oh, God, is he all right?
Idiot, what an idiot.
No window open or anything.
Right, move.
Eddie smashes the window, then opens the door to get the dog out.
Come on, boy. Okay, it's okay. Come on, boy.
Serena's with Aaron after her operation.
So it's good news. We removed the dead segment of bowel and then joined it back up again. Do you follow?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
And I'm not saying we've got a eureka moment here, but the coagulopathy could have contributed to the miscarriage.
Not a womb problem.
No, a blood one, treatable with drugs.
So I can carry a baby?
Well, I talked to a friend of mine in obstetrics and she thought probably yes. In fact, she owes me, so I'm sure I can get her to see you ASAP. However, the circumstances of your collapse necessitated a discussion about your history, which your partner...
Which she heard. Okay.
I can say you're sleeping.
No, I'm... I'll think of something. I shouldn't have involved you in my ridiculous pantomime of a life in the first place.
Never seen it.
What do I say?
What's the truth?
I don't know. I know I want a family. I can't see myself having one with him. It just crystallized it.
Sorry.
Hansen's calling.
Option one, straight talking. I've realised I want kids, just not with you. I want to split up.
Option two?
It's not you, it's me. Yeah, you might be better off with option one. Look, I know it's not easy, but, you know.
Why tell the truth when you can talk your way out?
Because even if you run rings round them, it can backfire. Believe me.
Declan appears.
I'll leave you to it. Good luck.
Aaron half smiles through the tears at Declan. Hansen approaches the porter.
Mr. Usman.
The great man himself. Honoured.
It's reached my ears you've been cancelled.
Did Danny Boyle kick off?
Well, he may have spoken to one or two of the other porters, yes.
I know I'm not urgent. Just, well, you work here 20 years. You hope for a few perks.
Of course, and it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And good publicity for the hospital.
Indeed, but in this case, we must respect the clinician's call, I'm afraid. I understand your disappointment. I just wanted you to be in charge of the facts. Miss Campbell.
I am wearing my cloak of invisibility.
Well, fortunately, I have on my night vision goggles, and I can see right through your cloak of invisibility.
10 hernias down, 2 to go. You may walk in my wake. Or even give us £20 for the pizza fund.
Shall we have a word in your office, please?
Oh, come on, how can I be in trouble? Is this because I didn't prioritise the PR stunt?
No, you failed to diagnose bowel ischemia.
Right, so this is Aaron Barker?
Why, how many other blockages have you failed to diagnose, shall we?
Don't you go getting into any more trouble, Lewis.
Thank you.
Well, and you had the strength of 10 men, eh?
I don't know. Grr, red mist just took over.
Don't suppose you could be carrying any pent-up aggression? You know, just asking.
No, it's just another ordinary day. Full of surprises.
We've been meeting for 10 minutes. It's outrageous.
I know, it's just that I have some ladies in here giving birth, and I like to put them first.
We're looking for Mo Afanga.
Ah. Well, you missed the big event. It's a little boy. Congratulations.
A boy. Is he okay?
Oh, yes. Mother and son snuggled up nicely. Piece of cake it was.
Do you want to look?
I don't know.
Jack has the baby.
Well, I think you should at least hold him.
I don't want to get attached. Jack, you've met me, right? I'm a soft-hearted cow at the best of times. I can't risk it.
Which begs the question, why did you agree to this?
Because I'm a soft-hearted cow. I just want to hand him over and move on.
Look, I'm not being heavy, but a baby knows when it's being rejected. All the literature...
He's not being rejected.
Trust me, they know. It's neurological. My mum walked out of the hospital and just left me there.
You turned out all right.
My point exactly.
He's not my baby. It's not that I don't love him, I just...
Look, if it's any consolation, he seriously looks nothing like you.
Mo wavers for a moment.
Please just cuddle him till she comes. I don't want to have to say hello and then goodbye.
Okay. You're sure? Hello, you.
Torn, Mo gazes over.
Look, seriously, just have one go. In case you regret it. Please, Mo, don't throw away a chance you might not get again.
No. Saoirse's getting...
Saoirse's getting everything. Just do this for yourself.
She wasn't presenting in pain or with any contraindications. We had an unachievable list, which we've almost achieved, and you told me to run my ward my way, so I took the executive decision to close the non-electives.
You did what?
Oh, that isn't what this is about?
You closed the ward to non-electives?
Yes.
Right, and how did that little scheme pan out?
Well, we will hit our targets, and the patients downstairs were seen more efficiently. I won't deny some unintended consequences caused by early-stage confusion.
Oh, of course.
It's because we move people around so much the communication errors occur, that much became clear, validating my initial instinct.
Well, it's interesting. Perhaps we should trial it for a longer period.
Well, it would certainly improve my throughput.
And AAU will concur, will they?
Of course. You're just annoyed you didn't think of it yourself.
He's not even at puking stage.
Mo looks lovingly at the baby in Jack's arms.
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
Mo, are you decent?
Oh, my God, come in! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, is that... Yeah, that's him. Take him.
Jack glances over at Mo, then hands the baby to Saoirse.
Oh, my God. Oh, my...
What colour his eyes?
We don't know. He hasn't opened them.
Really?
I see. You're the first thing he's going to see. Everything's going to be okay.
Hello. Hello, little baby.
Don't set us all off.
No, I cannot tell you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, forget it. It was worth it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Was it awful?
It wasn't.
She had no pain relief.
Yeah, my waters didn't break, so we just thought it was early labour.
You are officially a living legend and extremely screwed when the endorphins wear off.
Mo smiles broadly while Saoirse gazes emotionally at the baby. At the nurse's base, Eddie finishes munching on some chocolates, then picks her phone up. Scrolling through her contacts, she finds Luke Hemingway, then clicks into it. In edit mode, she flicks down to delete contact, then her thumb hovers over the red tab. After a moment's thought, she presses delete contact twice. In the side room, Johnny pours a drink, then offers it to Jack.
Glass?
I think I'll head off. My work here is done.
Jack, thank you.
Well, I've had less surreal experiences, but you're welcome.
Right, too many people in here. Mum needs to rest.
That's my cue.
You're welcome, dear.
Jack goes.
Right, I just need to take him for a once-over with the paediatrician.
Why, is something wrong?
No, it's just a check-up. So do I have Mum's permission to whisk him away for a bit?
Saoirse's the baby's mother.
Yes, but I need your permission. You gave birth to him.
Yeah, of course.
Can I come with you?
Is Mum happy with that?
Yeah.
Taking her bag, Saoirse stops and looks at Mo affectionately, who nods. Saoirse glances at Johnny, who closes the door after her.
She'll be fine.
Yeah.
You okay? Want to talk about it? Big day and all that?
Nah.
I think she's got a can of gin and tonic in her bag.
Actually, you know what? I'd quite like to be on my own.
Looking worried, Jo backs away towards the door, then goes to leave Mo with her thoughts. Clutching a tumbler, Mo looks reflective. Serena's on Keller.
Done. Ah, shall I order pizza?
Oh, yes. We have completed the 12 electives and narrowly missed a fine from the regulator. However, there is one more hernia left to do. Mr. Usman.
I thought you said he was on someone else's list.
He is. But sometimes you do just have to suck up the dross no one else can do. Good news, Mr. Usman. We're going to get you to that ceremony.
After two false starts, on your marks, get set, someone call Danny.
He's wheeled away on a trolley. The midwife knocks.
How are we doing? Have the painkillers kicked in yet?
How's the baby?
Has nobody been in?
No.
I'm sorry, dear. Yes, he's doing really well. The paediatrician signed him off, so he can go home with his other mummy.
All right.
Have you been for a walk yet?
I just want to lie here.
It's best to get on your feet, dear. The sooner the better.
Mo looks away. Then the midwife takes her hand and strokes her arm comfortingly.
In a few days' time, this will all seem like a bad dream.
Mo turns her somber gaze to the ceiling.